Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. Welcome to it. The Plan B Morning Show.
You're a moron.
You're a moron. Don't even try and pin this on me.
It's you.
It was your sport. Okay, before we get to topic of the day, we got called out by Brandon. Brandon Garib messaged us, and this is what he said. You idiots, free diving is scuba diving with no gear. They just hold their breath. So,
God, dude, we're so stupid.
We're so stupid.
All right. Usually there's something in there where I can be like, well, Brandon, then there's nothing.
No.
Because he's absolutely 100% right. It even says it right here in my sports report, deep sea diving. I just skipped that part because I was so excited to talk. I'm such a moron. So let me redo it. Alenka and Arnaud.
No. There's no coming back from this.
Come on.
We screwed up.
No, so it says, listen right here. So it said they set two new world records for free diving off the coast of Greece. Come on, guys. A lot of you, too, would be like, all right, free dive. What is diving? You dive into the water. No, maybe not. Maybe I'm just a moron.
Damn it.
You idiots. What do you guys expect, though? Come on.
Anyway, yeah. I guess it is the Plan B Morning Show. Would you expect us to think of that as anything else? Like, we see free diving. We're thinking people are doing, like, corkscrews off of the cliffs of France. Oh, anyway.
We even got deep into it. No pun intended there either. But, like, how can you swim up a whole football field without... There's no way you would go down that far. Dude, I feel like a moron
now. Just love it. You idiots! All right. So there you go. We are dumb. We got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Hey, Specialite is hiring. You want to have a career with an amazing company that's growing, that has fantastic safety ratings? Check them out. Specialite, right here in our backyard. And they do great work, and you can work for them. All right, your topic for today. What adult purchase really shocked you once you saw the price tag? You're like, Jesus. That is expensive. Obviously, being an adult is not cheap. It's not. You start realizing things when you're starting to pay for your own things. And I think that's sometimes a hard reality to swallow. Especially like, you know, when you first, kids out there listening, just wait till you get that first job and you see what Uncle Sam does to you in each of your paychecks. You might as well just bend over and get ready for it because it's terrible. But I will say the adult purchase that really shocked me was insurance. I mean, you don't think about it. You really don't. But with me being, Kiki and I being married and having, it is astonishing to me how much insurance is. I'm talking car insurance. I'm talking health insurance, dental. It's like, what?
Yeah, it's one of those things you don't really think about as a kid growing up. You're just like, whatever.
No. I would love to go back to my parents covering my insurance. If I could, I absolutely would. Because it's insane. It's insane.
How about this? We should have free health care. How about that?
And honestly, if we paid, I wouldn't mind paying taxes because the taxes just go. You know, you try not to just think about it. It's like, all right, Uncle Sam's going to do what he does. That's fine. So I would take that. I absolutely would. But yeah, insurance is just, it's ridiculous. That's my adult purchase.
Insurance is a good one. I like how you're taking the adult path too, because I think mine are just like, I'm an adult, but the kid things that I purchase are quite expensive.
With the toys.
They're expensive.
You're saying the toys that you buy?
Let's just go through a few of my toys, dude. And one toy is golf clubs. I guess it's kind of a toy. It's more of a weapon.
Yeah.
When I'm not there on the golf course, it's destroying my friends.
Well, you pull your head out of your ass.
Just out there destroying. But yeah, dude, golf clubs are not cheap. I mean, for a set of clubs, dude, you could spend $1,000.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
Right there. It's a G. Don't tell your wife that. Earmuffs, ladies. Golf clubs are actually cheap. They're like really cheap.
Yeah. They're like 10 bucks. That's great.
A drone, when you actually get the expensive drone, the drone that you want to buy, unbelievable. It's like $2,000 for that damn thing, dude. I'm telling you, they're not cheap. Just stick with the cheap ones, guys.
Yeah.
Trust me on this one. And then what else do I got?
Your sex whip. That wasn't cheap either, was it?
Oh, yeah. Those are nice. Yeah, diamond plated sex whip. For using it for your mom.
Here's the funny thing, Hunter. We're talking about adult purchases. You have not mentioned one adult. This is just
what?
You.
I'm not an adult, Brock. I don't. What am I buying that's serious? So you're right. I had to buy insurance for the Jeep the other day, which wasn't cheap.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, you don't really think, I don't ever buy anything that's an adult beverage. What's an adult beverage that's not cheap? A bottle of Jack isn't cheap anymore.
But here's the thing. Sure. See, now you can get around that, though. That adult purchase, you can go cheap. You can get a bottle of vodka, a big bottle, for like $5, and it's fine. That's fine.
If you're from Russia and you live by a trash can.
I always tell everyone, I'm going the same place you are. I'm just taking a bumpier road. So don't be mad at me that I make smarter adult purchases, all right? Anyway, all right, we got to take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What adult purchase or purchases really shocked you once you saw the price tag? We'll have your answers. We got some great ones on Facebook and more when we come back. Stick around. Brooks. Good morning. 749. Ma. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
Welcome to it. Thank you so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. What adult purchase really shocked you once you saw the price tag? We actually just got a call from our buddy Chris. He had a really good one after he was done groveling and telling me how much better the Packers were than the Lions. He said right. Football jerseys or any kind of sports jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, dude, that is so
very true.
Oh.
Yeah, go to the NFL store and buy a jersey. Yeah. If you're rich.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It is not cheap. Yeah. You better really like that team.
Well, I mean, Browns and Bengals jerseys are all pretty cheap, but, you know, that's just because they suck.
Yeah.
We got some great answers on Facebook. What adult purchases really shocked you once you saw the price tag? Like, being an adult sucks. Reno said the cost of my razors compared to my wife's. See, I always buy the cheap little double blade pack, you know, that are like $1 or like I think they're 97 cents for like six.
You get the big twin blade. Is that what you get?
Yeah. And honestly, it does the trick. If my beard is short, you don't need seven blades to cut your hair off. I don't get it.
You know, it's just surprising coming from you because you are pretty gristly, dude. You got some thick ass hair. I can get away with the twin blades because I got some wispy blonde hair on my neck, so it just comes right off. You can almost wipe it off with tissue.
You can get away with a dull butter knife. Come on now.
Shut up.
So wispy.
But I look like I'm in a boy band, so you know what? You're jealous.
Look hot. Let's see. Sherry said the cost of raising children. That shouldn't be a surprise anymore. All right? It's a human. You need to feed and keep clothed. All right?
Wait, what?
Huh?
Yeah, if you're holding your hands up like, what? Nobody told me. You shouldn't have had kids in the first place.
Yep.
Period.
Put them back. Sherry had a good one. She said healthy food. That is so true, and it's almost a problem here. I won't get on my soapbox, but it is a problem that you can go buy a 50-cent box of mac and cheese, but if you want to actually buy a good meal, it's too expensive, you know?
Dude, it is. Even at the fast food joints, like if you go, you can get a double cheeseburger for $1, but a salad will cost you like $7.
Yeah, yeah. A salad, that'll be $48, please. What? Excuse me? Yeah.
What?
Let's see. Andrew said car insurance, obviously. Christy had a good one. Good toilet paper. That is an adult purchase that you're like, how is this? This is made for, it should not be that expensive.
What is your dirty ass prefer?
Oh, dude, I go cheap. I am the cheapest son of a bitch when it comes to that.
Don't you just put more? Don't you just ball up a little bit more?
No, you got to be smart about it. And here's the thing is I do the math. I buy different brands each time because I do the math when I look at the overall price and what I'm getting. I do the same thing with paper towels. And 9 times out of 10, you can go cheaper. You can stockpile the cheap stuff. That's the way to do it. I see people buying these Charmin Ultra Soft. Like, why? What is the point?
You're doing math with your toilet paper, dude?
Yeah,
you got
because
a problem,
I make
you got
smart,
a problem.
I make smart choices, and I try and bundle. I bundle and save.
Well, there's 3,246 squares in this roll, but the other one only had
1,600. If you don't think I'm not going to take that 2-ply and split it down to 2 rolls of 1-ply, you're dreaming, brother.
We need to get you a bidet. That's what's going to save you the money.
No, because then my water bill's going up. No, screw it. Everything's fine. All right. I got it all figured out. Let's see. Ooh, Melissa had a good one. A bed. Amen to that. When did beds become so effing expensive?
It's very true.
Like, I get it. Like, I understand. You need a good night's sleep, but I swear to God, that's like, there needs to be some kind of government mandate on this thing, because you go in and buy a bed, you're like, this is insane. This is insane.
Here's the thing is, you gotta size it up. You gotta size up the things you're gonna spend money on, mm-hmm. and spend good money on. Bed, I know it sounds weird, sucks, but dude, you spend most of your life in it. Think about that. A lot of people, you're spending what, $20,000+ in a car that you just kind of drive to work real quick and it sits there, but you're gonna go cheap on a bed where you're in 8 hours a night every single night.
Yeah.
Think about it that way.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm always like, get a big TV. You're gonna watch TV a lot, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why not spend the money on it? You're going to be on your couch a lot. A lot of couch potatoes out there. Spend the money. Spend the money where you're living. I think that's a good way to live.
Not me, man. I get the floor models. I just bought a floor model treadmill. I got a floor model TV.
My back hurts. It's because you're sleeping on a cot.
But it was on sale. We'll end with Matt's. Matt's adult purchase that shocked him when he saw the price tag. Porn.
Yeah. Why is he buying that? It's free,
it's
bro.
It's free, moron. What are you doing?
Yeah, moron.
There's a better thing to spend your money on. Just watch the clips.
But the really good stuff is it? Well, now you got a problem. You're spending too much time on it.
I tell you what, if you're not done in 30 seconds, you're watching too much porn, okay?
free can't get you there.
You are watching too much. If you're at the point where you got a stock, you're buying it, all right? You're too much time on your hands. All right. There you go. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back.